bada,
oh, way a da ba da ba ba
da ba
da ba da da ba da da da
da ba da
da da da da da da
da da da da
da da da da da da
da
da
da da da
da da da da da da
da.
Hey everybody.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
You might have heard some new voices here. It's very exciting. There are six of us sitting around the table.
That's crazy.
It is May 10th,
2024.
At 12:46 p.m.
Wow.
What's special about 12:46 p.m. on May 10th, Matt?
School's out.
School's out.
It's over.
The summer.
We are done.
Dunzo.
Right? The students are finished with school. Seniors were done Wednesday. Today is Friday. The juniors took finals and things. Juniors, sophomores, and freshmen took finals in third and fourth block, and they are done for the year. So it's kind of exciting.
That's what I was thinking.
To be this early and already done with school.
We've recorded at so many different times.
We have.
Throughout the year.
Right. It's been a very interesting sort of up and down, trying to find a time to get together.
It's a struggle.
So we are, after school is out on the 10th, and sitting around a table. But the table's a little more cramped.
It is quite crowded.
Because we have our new podcast hosts with us today.
Who are our...
special guest.
Paige. It's not Paige.
You think it was Paige?
I think that's Paige.
I thought that was Olive.
I thought it was Natalia.
Like Paige. Oh, it could be. Either Paige or Natalia.
We always guess.
Those three kind of blend together, so...
I don't know if that's true, but that's what it sounded
like
to me.
I feel
like
Paige and Natalia a little bit more. I would know Olive. I'd know Olive. It's not.
What if it's Olive and you just did it?
She'll text me later. She'll be like, that was me. And I'm be like, my bad.
Ooh, my fault.
We have with us today the brand new podcast hosts for the 2024-2025 school year who are, say hi.
Hello.
And your name.
Oh, I'm Megan Millard.
Hello. And?
I'm Alexis Todd.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
Megan, it's so good Alexis. To be here. They are newly appointed podcast hosts. By newly appointed, I mean like 3 hours ago. So
yeah,
I mean, Todd texted me and it was just a voice clip of her saying, I know something you don't.
It was me.
Like,
okay.
I was like,
okay,
it
was me.
I didn't say anything. You said
like,
enough.
Interesting.
Jeez.
Just waving in front of our faces.
Jeez. So we did choir leadership interviews yesterday and a few today. We had a couple to figure out and have 20 students who were interested in being choir leaders, and about half a dozen or more like a dozen or so of them were interested in the podcast. So had some conversations with them and sort of found a way to get everybody in a position of leadership. I'm excited about the growth of that thing. But we thought that Alexis and Megan would make good next year co-host for the podcast. So
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. This is going to be great. You guys are so fun.
And Alexis Todd never stops yapping, so don't
worry about it. But neither does Megan.
That was exactly
true. You can get Megan going, she'll just keep going.
That's supposed to be a blow.
The point that I made, I was like, oh, they're both going to talk a lot.
Yes. Mr. Lockwood and I sat down this morning to talk it through, and he was like, yeah, I don't think either of them are going to have trouble finding
keeping
things
up
to say.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment.
No.
So we're excited to welcome you guys. Welcome to your first podcast.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. Yeah, I'm so happy.
It's exciting. At the same time, we are melancholy saying goodbye to the other Alexis. There's two of them in the room now.
You've been relegated to the other Alexis.
No. Right?
The older Alexis. The last Alexis.
Senior.
Alexis 1.0.
Yeah, 1.0. OG.
OG, the OG, right?
The first.
Today, after this podcast, this will be the last time they're featured on the podcast, at least in this setting. I hope you'll send questions and comments and things.
Well, we got to make up for all the times that other people did.
Oh, yeah. We got to fill the gaps.
Fill in the gaps there. So, hope you'll do that. And we're not finished because we have graduation tomorrow. And so, we get that time together yet. But we are coming down on the end. So, it's very exciting to have you guys here. Thanks for joining us on the final podcast of the 2023-24 school year. Matt.
Yes.
Tell me about the social media accounts for the vocal music department.
Let me tell you about our social media accounts for FHS Choir. You see, we have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, X. We got it all here, okay? And it's all Fremont HS Choir on all platforms. Don't worry about it. It's all lowercase. Nothing's uppercase. It's pretty easy, so why not give us a follow?
I won't worry about it.
That's right. Fremont HS Choir on every platform that we have. It's called Twitter, by the way. So,
we also
I know.
We also have a podcast, if you didn't know that.
Yes, we have a podcast. And where can we find it, Alexis?
You can find our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you can find podcasts.
That's right. Anywhere you can find podcasts, you can
Anywhere. Yeah, tuning right here. This is the thing we've done all year that I have found the most baffling is mentioning like where the podcast is to the podcast listeners.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I know.
Well, what if they
reason to continue to do it.
But wait, hold on. What if they need to emergency switch like podcast media platforms?
I'm
they're like, oh my
Spotify.
Gosh, yeah, Spotify I don't know where to listen to my favorite podcast, The Choir Corner. Well, now they know. And then the last episode they listen to, they could be like, oh wow, I'm saved.
So glad they mentioned it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
True, I suppose you're not listening, listeners, to The Choir Director's Corner. That's somebody else.
That's
to them too. We're still trying to keep mentioning them so that they will collaborate with us eventually.
I think I might reach out to them.
Yeah, I want to listen to theirs first because maybe they've mentioned us. Maybe they mention us and we mention them, and there are no like
just living in parallel universes.
And we just
here
don't
for now.
Know. Yeah, it could be
never cross.
Yeah, they just parallel. That's the idea.
Star
yeah.
cross lovers.
Yes. What'd you guys do today?
A lot of nothing.
We're supposed to do stuff.
I don't. I woke up.
Not necessarily.
And I did some chores for my mom because we got family coming, and then I don't even know. I ate breakfast, and then I ate lunch, and I showered, and then I came here.
Just did your thing, just kind of hung around the house. Is your party this weekend?
Yes, my party is
this weekend. And yours is in July.
Literally, the furthest possible way you can get away.
So you're not concerned about getting the party ready right now much.
Yeah.
But you are, right?
My whole family's coming this weekend, so.
You said July 6th. Your thing said like 7.6.24 or something. And I was like, does that mean like June? Or are you like doing the European thing and putting the date before the
like
month?
Like June 7th?
He's like, no, July. I was like, oh, actually it's correct. Month, date, year, 7.6.24.
Yes, we're going way down the road.
So that all of you know. You don't know where Matt lives, so it's fine.
Not at his house, so it's okay. I know where Matt lives.
Yeah, it's not at my house, which is kind of funny.
Mine is.
I made it a point to not set up anything for the grad party. Because I was like, I can't do with that. I don't like planning things for myself, right? Because then it goes to a point where I'm just like, yeah, do whatever you want. I don't care. So I just literally had my mom set up the whole thing. She was awesome about it. She set up the place, the time, the things that we're having. We're having tacos.
Ooh. Tacos.
Yeah. And we're also going to
Harmon's favorite.
Have cheese plates and desserts and all kinds of stuff like that. And
if they're tacos, I'm there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. If there's tacos, I'm there. Yeah. I love tacos. Speaking of which, we should move on to the Mad Lib, shouldn't we?
Sure.
All right, Matt and Alexis, Frank, our last.
Mad Lib.
Is that Jack again?
Jack Larson.
Jack Larson.
I mean, I only have so many people, so.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So all right. This is a long one. Because it's the last one, and I got to wrap up the story, and there are a bunch of us, and you wanted us to have lots of prompts.
Yes.
Have you guys listened to the thing and done the Mad Lib with us or heard it before?
Yeah, I've listened to a couple of them with the Mad Lib.
Okay, Megan? Not as much? Okay,
no,
well, this is the end of a long and convoluted story.
Okay.
Involving choirs
and time traveling and stuff. There are three main characters. There's Jimmy and James and Melanie with two M's.
Oh, okay.
And, I remember that.
And we're going to go around, starting with our special guests. Beginning with Megan, and I would like an adjective.
Okay.
We're going to really test our parts of speech here.
Did I pay attention in English enough? Probably not. But an adjective is like a describing word, right?
Describes a noun.
Okay. Let's do like perfectly.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfectly would be an adverb because it's an ally word, right?
Yes.
Adjective.
We're off to a good start.
I'm so glad that I'm not alone in this.
It's okay. Please give me strength.
You know, my ACT showed it.
Yeah, that's real.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Todd, I would like a number.
Oh, that's easy. 7.
7. That's great.
Todd.
Hey, Todd. Harmon, I would like a noun.
A walrus.
And this is where I got a noun from Kathy Lackey, which is Gushniff.
Gushniff.
I don't know what that is.
Didn't either. It was a word they made up as kids or something, and she still has it.
So. I'm going to use it as a noun. Yes, it seems like it makes the most sense.
Good.
A Frank, I would like an action verb.
Action verb. Gotta think of a good one. If you say anything, I'll kill you.
I'm not saying anything. Mm-hmm.
Drive. Kill you as in drive. Murder?
Ooh, drive.
Like murder.
As in murder. As in
murder. Yeah. Gonna reprise all the best moments.
Matt, an adverb.
Guys.
So really? Really?
I didn't say anything when you did it, so don't.
I felt you looking at me.
Nah. Okay, but you literally said something. Adverb, please, God.
An L-Y word.
Oh.
Yeah. You remember? Okay.
It describes a verb.
I know. Hurriedly.
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 Yes. That's a good one. That's a really good one. Megan?
Can you use that in a sentence?
We went hurriedly through the podcast.
I hurriedly want to get this over with. Yes. So.
Megan, I'd like a saying. Anything you say. Something that people say.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake.
There you go. Yeah, that's good.
That's exactly what I wanted. Perfect. Todd, an abstract noun. Okay, so something that is a person, place, thing, idea. Yeah, anything that's not a physical noun. An abstract
dream,
noun.
Right?
Dream.
There you go.
All right, very good.
This brain.
Harmon, I'd like a famous trio. Any like famous group of three people?
The three tenors.
Very good.
The three tenors.
Nobody?
No. The three stooges.
Domingo Placido.
I couldn't name who
Carrera,
they are.
Yeah. I can't remember Carrera's first. Antonio Carrera? No, that's Antonio Banderas I was thinking of.
Yes, and Antonio
Banderas.
His last
name is Carrera.
The third tenor, famously.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Puss in Boots.
Pavarotti. Yes, it was. Carrera, whatever.
The third
Placido
tenor.
Placido Domingo. Yes, the three right. tenors. Go ahead.
Frank, I would like an onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia. Kablooey.
Matt, a type of event. some type of thing that you go to.
A ballet.
The ballet. I just want to dance at the ballet.
Megan, another word for bad.
Dreadful.
I like the pointing.
They sound dreadful. Right. What is Cleveland?
What is Cleveland?
Apparently, Mr. Wagner's son was like, they were talking about baseball or whatever, and then they mentioned like Cleveland, Ohio or whatever, that team, and his son quoted my whole line.
Cleveland?
It sounds what is dreadful. Cleveland?
Dreadful.
The Cleveland Guardians are the baseball team in Cleveland now, but yeah. They used to be the Cleveland Indians and went away from that because of the negative connotation. So they're now the Cleveland.
It's going to be a long podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Alexis Todd, I'd like a type of athlete, like soccer player.
Oh, okay. Lacrosse player.
Like it.
Oh,
water.
Yeah. Is there an
polo.
E? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes.
All right.
Harmon, an action verb.
Oh, an action verb. Perambulate.
Yeah.
What the sus?
Perambulate.
Definition. What is that?
It's like it's just moving, just walking.
Oh.
Just like going.
Oh. All right. Old Alexis, I would like.
What? Try again.
I like how you come up with a new what? Name
new
for
name
her each
Older Alexis this just might be better.
In comedy. Okay.
Try again.
Okay. Alexis Frank.
Thank you.
I would like four different directions, like up, down, left, right, whatever, in an order.
In an order. Up, down, diagonal, sideways.
Yep.
Great. Sideways.
Is that four?
Ways.
That's four.
Okay. Long
ways. Another word, Matt, for easy.
Fácil. Spanish for easy.
Ooh, all right.
Can't put the accent in. There's
I
one
like
on
that.
A. Fácil.
Yeah.
All right. Megan, a period of time, like 3 days or something.
20 years.
20 years.
That's from SpongeBob. Do you guys get it?
That's yeah. Like, yeah. I get it,
20 12 hours
years
later.
Later.
Yes. Very good.
Thank you.
All right.
I practice.
Well, what am I going to call you? Todd Lexus. I
don't yes,
know.
Love it.
Lexus. Matt, you're gonna love this. Something flat. Any yeah. flat thing.
The Earth.
I was hoping Matt was gonna yes. say that last time. Actually,
I had right. to do a double take. I was like,
Matt doesn't even know what a flat thing is. He
I'm so
to say
glad.
Earth.
I was so glad that this podcast has been made for us to look back on the mistakes that I made in this podcast.
Yes. So great. Harmon, an action verb again.
Again?
Yeah. I put a lot of them
Jeez.
In here.
Oh God.
A throw.
Alexis, Frank, a body part.
Nose.
Okay. Matt, an adjective. It describes a noun.
Huh. The face.
Describes a noun.
Yes.
Boldly.
Bold.
Bold.
That's an adverb.
Okay, I did that too.
Bold. I like the word bold.
Bold. Good.
All right, bold, yes. That's an adjective.
Megan Millard, a gesture. Any gesture you make.
Waving.
wave. That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't even know what that's called, though.
What is that thing?
Peace signing it up. That's what it's called.
All right. Do you have a middle name?
Michelle.
Michelle?
Yes.
Hey, Michelle. Todd? A number, please.
Oh, really? Again? 525,600.
Minutes.
Wow.
That's
wow.
How many? What?
525,600.
That's what I was just saying.
Well, Harmon, you're going to get excited because I need a number.
27.
Yay!
Yay!
Two numbers in a row.
Wait, wait. Oh, I totally forgot. I have that whole thing from Olive. Sorry, it's slightly off topic.
Okay.
We'll get to comments. They're coming. Actually,
just remembered.
But
I forgot about them.
We'll do it after this.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
I write comments on it.
Who are we? Alexis Frank. I would like a voice part.
A voice part?
Yes.
Contralto.
Damn.
We're doing great, guys. This is so...
I love it.
When we have a lot of people, this gets absolutely chaotic. Matt, I would like an action verb.
Deceitful.
No.
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 Not even close.
Super close. You're super close to one.
Despair.
Yeah, despair. Okay.
Because I am in despair right now.
Well, that's not using it as a verb. But.
Oh, shoot. Chaz, right. Don't clip that.
Millard, I would like a number.
I'm about to graduate.
Can I do like negative a half?
Sure. Okay. Negative 0.5. All right, that's what we're going to do.
All right.
Actually, I wrote 0.05. That's wrong. 0.5. There we go. Alexis Todd, an instrument.
Trombone. I wanted to play trombone.
I wanted to play a clarinet.
Harmon?
Like Squidward.
An action verb.
Punch.
As in,
you
are going to punch Matt?
Yes. As in, yes. I just witnessed him almost punch Alexis.
Alexis, Frank, an action verb. We're doing things in this episode.
So. Yes.
Trip.
I heard that through the headphones.
I know.
Yeah. Matt? A gesture.
Thumbs up.
All right.
Megan, another word for strange.
Matt.
Nah, I will not stand for this.
We're doing it.
Do you know
you're sitting down?
Stand is.
Oh my god.
It's like perambulate.
Yes.
It's perambulate.
It's an action.
Alexis Todd, I would like a fantasy race, like an elf or something.
I thought race car.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like,
It could be sci-fi. It doesn't matter.
A Demogorgon. I love it.
Oh, yes.
Stranger
Things.
Demo?
Demo? Is it Demogorgon?
Demogorgon.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
where are they from?
Sorry, I'm fake.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. The other world.
From the Upside Down.
I've never seen it.
I saw advertisement the other day about season 5. So it's like it's in the public sphere again. Which is exciting.
2025 summer.
Yeah, 2025.
Summer.
Yep.
Graduation.
I would like another word for bad.
Another word for bad?
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Alexis, Frank, a movie quote.
Oh, we're going to need a bigger boat.
What movie is that?
Jaws.
We did that last time.
Scared of.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Shark.
Something. I mean, it wasn't in the Mad Lib, but it was a thing. Matt, a food.
Oh.
Like, I can handle this one.
Matt's over there praying. He's going to get it
Wagyu
wrong.
Wagyu steak.
Wagyu steak.
I kind of like
Wagyu.
That.
Not chicken.
Wagyu. I'm sorry.
Not
Wagyu.
Chicken. Sorry.
Sorry.
I had Wagyu steak like a couple days ago, and I'm still thinking about it.
Where did you get Wagyu steak from?
At Semo, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Megan,
it was one of their proteins.
A battle cry. Something you say just to like fire up the troops. I don't know.
Let's get this bread.
Yeah, let's get this bread. Let's get this bread, chat.
It's the only thing I could think of.
I don't
know
what that's from, but I'm sure it's hilarious.
I don't know.
I have to tell you, it's a Megan Millard original.
Yes, right.
That's what it is.
My dad did understand your Star Wars joke.
Good. Yes.
He got it. I told him, there's going to be a Star Wars joke, and then he went on a rant about it.
So. Oh, I'm sure he did. That doesn't surprise me. Todd, I would like a body part.
Femur. Is that a bone?
That's a bone.
Yeah.
Is that count?
That counts.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? It's in your leg.
Isn't it's
like
the
yeah.
longest
yeah,
bone.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is that count?
Yeah, it's the one. You really don't want to break that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Really hard to heal.
I broke mine when I was a kid.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
I feel like you broke everything when you were a kid. Like, I feel like I only hear stories about you breaking things.
There's a lot of those things.
On the bleachers.
Oh, I broke something once.
No, I had my leg through the crib bars, and my mom picked me up to feed me that night. And my leg was in there.
Oh, you were a baby, and baby bones are very fragile.
I was a baby.
Baby bone.
Baby bone.
I think it was less than a year old, actually.
You're a disaster.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good.
Harmon, I would like a sickness. Any kind of ailment.
Malaria.
Oh, I thought he was going to say something else.
What was I going to say?
Matt.
Tetanus.
Oh. I was thinking tetanus, too.
What came to mind was down with the sickness. I was just singing the song in my head. That came to mind. So I had to recalibrate.
Right. Hey, Frank, I would like a feeling.
A feeling.
That's it right there. That was actually the feeling. Just coming out of the
exasperation.
Is this? I'm so glad I'm done with you because this is too much.
Oh, I spelled it right.
Excuse me. Yes. That's so hurtful,
Matt. I'd like another word for darn it.
He's mean to me.
Another word for darn it.
Yes.
Womp womp.
Oh, I like my that.
Womp womp. Wait, really who just missed? He said he's glad he's done with me.
Sorry, I'm not coming back to your shows next year.
I would come back to your shows.
All right. And you guys get the last two.
Okay.
Megan, a fun fact.
A fun fact.
Yeah. Anything that's true and fun.
I don't know.
What's your go to party fun fact?
I don't tell fun facts very much. Okay. George Washington, he was the first president.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Did you know that? Never.
That is all I could think of.
I'm going to say it exactly like that, too.
Did you know George Washington? Did you know that?
He was the first president.
He was the first president.
And lastly, Alexis Todd, I would like a movie quote. Any quote from a movie?
Oh, man. It's so fetch. That's all I can think of.
That's a good one.
Is that from Mean Girls?
Yes.
This is the last and final, which I think is a very funny expression because they mean the same thing. That's the last and final Mad Lib of the 2023-24. Maybe ever. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if we go
ever.
On. Who knows? We are going to end this thing. Are you caught up at all on the...
Can you retell it? All of it.
We're in the future.
So basically,
tell a story,
Planet Zinc.
Please.
Yes.
I'm not going to actually explain it. I can't do that.
They've run out of zinc in the future.
Okay.
Somehow. And we're just trying to get home.
Okay.
And back to our normal choir called Red Cars.
I remember that.
Right. Months of preparation with Chartreuse Cats, that's the name of the choir in the future, have been perfect. 7 fierce rehearsals with nothing but the sound of walruses all around them. The trio did everything they could to instill the art of singing in these future humans, including demonstrating how a gushnef goes on the downbeat. No one drives on a rest, and the conductor is hurriedly right. Alas, piece of cake.
Yeah, that was me.
Eventually, however, determination and dreams lead the so-called choir to a measure of success. Jack, he's the leader of the choir, summons the 3 tenors to his office. I like to nickname the 3 main characters. That's who they are. We did it, they speculate. He's going to send us home. He has a time machine, evidently. Yeah. He closes the door behind them with a soft kablooey. You've done well. We're there almost ready to sing at the ballet. Sounds fun. Good luck. Well, thanks for helping us, Jimmy rattles off. Oh, not so fast. You may have noticed that I'm dreadful at conducting. I'd like you 3 lacrosse players to take it on. Then I'll send you home. Sensing that Jack has already made up his mind, Jimmy, Melanie, and James swallow their dissatisfaction and perambulate. A little bit of practice seems prudent. Up, down, diagonal, sideways. There. 4-4 time. Easy peasy. Don't know what the big deal was. Conducting is facile.
Facile.
There you go. The downbeat is up, in fact. Up, down, diagonal, sideways. Yes. Another 20 years and the event is here.
Oh my god!
They hung around for a while. Chartreuse Cats makes their way atop the very large the Earth to take their places. the flat thing.
Yeah, the flat thing.
Which makes no sense, but that's fine. Jack seems either unwilling to or uninformed of the concept of introduction, does nothing but throw in the pregnant pause. All right, well, I guess we just start. Melanie steps forward first and raises her nose to start the choir. A somewhat bold response from the group surprises her, confirmed by a half smile and a wave from Jimmy and James in the wings. Well, that could have been worse. Okay, you can do this. Song two is Jimmy's. He's fine until bar 525,600 when 27 contraltos burst into despairing. Strong recovery, though, and they muddle through it. James is up next. His is the one with minus 0.5 trombones punching all over. Mild disaster, but they make it.
God.
How do we have less than one trombone player? Not less than zero trombone.
And they're punching all over.
All right.
He's imagining them.
I don't know if you've known very many trombone players, but.
Yes, they're less than zero. Wow. Kate, if you're listening, I hope you love this a lot. The concert ends and the audience stares blankly and trips. They obviously don't know what to do, so Jimmy timidly slow claps them into a round of applause. Jack smiles and gives a thumbs up. That's great. That was very perfect. Very good. It's not lost on the three of them how mad this whole experience has been. But they're relieved to finally get to go home. As the last of the audience departs, Jack bounds his way to Melanie and Jimmy while James can't quite get away from a very talkative Demogorgon.
Oh, those Demogorgons, they'll talk your ear off.
And then they'll bite it off.
That's right.
You guys ready to go? Definitely. Yeah, it's been awful, but also kind of nice to have done some good here. Well, you've brought us a taste of our past and helped us see what singing can be for. For that, I thank you. We're going to need a bigger boat. Let's get you home. As he pulls back the curtain on a rusty old Iron Maiden I brought back.
Yes.
This old girl is from better times. But I retrofit it into a time machine. It also makes Wagyu steak.
Yay!
Fun fact. Just step inside. Well, we either make it home or suffer a horrible death. Do we chance it? We do. Let's get this bread.
Yeah, let's get this bread!
Kablam! The familiar sound and a flash of light reassure each of them that it is indeed a time machine. Melanie arrives first and falls on her femur.
Oh my gosh!
Slowly opens her eyes and tells the blur and lets the blur of the experience settle. Finally orienting a bit, she can make out 27 people, three of which are Mr. Cotton, Dr. Ruff, and Ms. Piano. Anytime you're ready, one of them calls out pleasantly. All eyes are on Melanie. She's supposed to do something. She's sure of it. But what? The audition, Melanie? Are you ready? Do you feel like you have malaria?
Oh, no.
God.
Oh, yes. I mean, no. I'm ready. She manages to drudge up some faint memory of the Red Cars audition piece that she'd studied for 37 nanoseconds, which is the number we did in the very first one, and makes it... I had them all, like, side by side. I was like, references. I'm just telling you so that you know. And makes it through it before exiting. Eagerly waiting outside with an expression of exasperation are Jimmy and James. Oh, we're too early. This isn't right. We've already done this. Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Maybe so, but we're home. And look on the bright side. We already know what's going to happen for the next few months. We just need to not be at the same place at the same time and fall into an infuriating time loop. An infuriating time loop. An infuriating time loop. Joke Jimmy and James, thinking they're hilarious. Which is really just Mr. Lockwood thinking he's hilarious. A deep sigh of relief and relaxation is shared between them. They made it. I guess we learned three things. We're pretty resilient. George Washington, he was the first president.
That's what the time machine
was
for.
It's so fetch.
It's so fetch.
So fetch.
We made it.
Yay. Oh my gosh.
That was great.
We got home.
Yeah. I liked it.
Thank you, listeners, for being on this ride with us.
Yeah,
well done.
I'm not sure if this was, you know, fun, but we did it. So there you
so
go.
So fun.
It was amazing.
Your creativity off the charts.
You're off the charts.
It's incredible.
So fetch.
It's so fetch.
It's so fetch.
So fetch.
Any well, our next thing is a good opportunity.
Today is
comments. Kalea.
Oh, yep. That was so cute.
Yes. Alexis Frank.
Yes.
First and last name seems so weird. I'm only going to do it for one episode, so it's fine. Are there any comments today from anyone special?
So I have one long text message from Olive that she sent me like weeks ago, and I actually haven't read either. Let me go check the actual quiet corner. Hold on.
Podcast question. I can't believe that this is the last episode with Alexis and Matt. I'm def gonna miss hearing you guys. We'll see if I send comments next year. Now I have to reveal something. I don't come up with my questions. Every question I've asked is a question that Gerard Way has answered in an interview.
What?
What?
Who's that? What?
He always gets asked weird questions, so that was my inspiration. That being said, I have 5 questions left over that I haven't asked yet, so here
we
go.
Rapid fire.
Oh my god.
Gerard Way is the lead singer of popular emo band My Chemical Romance.
I've heard of My Chemical Romance. Okay.
Okay.
I like how you were popular emo band.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Popular emo band. If I hadn't heard of them, yes. I would have felt really stupid.
Okay. Here we go. First question. If you were a Care Bear, what symbol would be on your stomach?
Shamrock. Those ones are cool.
Does it have to be one that's already on a Care Bear?
No.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to say no.
I just like green. I think green's cool.
A crochet needle.
Ooh.
Headphones.
I'm going to go with a sun. Or sun?
Yeah.
Is that what? Yeah.
The sun.
The sun.
The 4, like, plus minus times division. Okay. I love math.
Math symbols.
Yes.
Bad answer.
Good answer.
I was just letting you finish.
That's the nerdiest answer ever.
That was it.
Coming from me.
I don't know. Probably some music symbol. I don't know.
What's your favorite music symbol?
A note.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never thought about that one.
How have you never thought about that?
I've never thought about
what
my favorite.
You never opened a piece of music and went like, oh, that's my
Oh, thank goodness.
Favorite.
There's a treble clef. Yeah, no, I don't. I don't really do that.
That's a lame one.
If you had a treble clef on you and you were a Care Bear, it would be a little on the nose. You'd be like, yeah, he's a music guy. We know.
Yeah, he's a music guy. He gets it. Yeah.
All right, next.
Okay, okay. What's your shoe size?
10.
6.5.
11.5.
7.5.
6.7-ish?
10.5.
Okay.
Next.
If you could relive one day of your life, what would it be? Oh, wow.
I have no clue.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Today. It's so fun. I don't know.
Aww.
Let's do this again. We had pizza and podcast today. It was like, why do I get paid for this? It's stupid.
Exactly.
So if I could do this every day, it'd be great.
Probably like any of the days that we found out we went to state. Those are pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I really like those. Mm-hmm. Or like performance days in general. I love performing.
A day I was at Disney World.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good one.
Most magical place
I love
on
Disney
Earth.
World. It's so fun.
Yes. Playing Flounder in The Little Mermaid Jr. in sixth grade.
That was great.
I think about that all the time. It's just so Alexis Todd.
Mine would probably be auditioning for everything, whether it was musical or plays or something like that.
You want to do the auditions again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really,
I love feeling like the.
You don't want to do the show again, but
not even to do the show.
Auditioning.
Yeah, I just like the feeling of those auditions. Yeah,
I That's like cool. that you like yeah. that because I don't.
Yeah,
I can understand that.
Thank you.
I can understand that. Just the like seeing how you stack up to other people and like that vibe. I could
yeah.
feel good about that. Yeah. I would go back to the day that my oldest son was born because I didn't get to be there because he's adopted. Michael's adopted, so I would go back to the day he was born and then be there so I could
Aww.
Be in the room. I was there for the other two boys, but not for Michael. So I think I would go back to January 31st, 2000 to be in the room when Michael was born.
Wow.
Your drink was very
I'm
loud.
Sorry.
Yeah, thanks for ruining my life.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry, Michael.
No, that's say, very. That's very.
Say it Alexis again, is sorry. Say it again, I
no,
won't.
Alexis is very.
January 31st.
Please say it again.
Oh
nope.
Oh.
No, January 31st, 2000.
What is your favorite book? Right now, out of books I've read recently, is probably The 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Really like that one.
That's yes, yeah, that's yeah. super.
I
good.
Used to read in elementary The Magic Treehouse.
Oh, yeah.
It was about like you go in there and then you just travel into whatever event you want to be in. So
okay, either Junie B. Jones, any of the books, or The Notebook by Nicholas Sparks.
The Notebook, the book that the movie is based on.
Yeah,
that was a book first.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times there's been like a movie and I've gone.
It's also a musical.
The book was first, and I didn't.
Yeah, it's also a musical. Now.
Yeah, Hayes showed me that yesterday. I was like,
that
oh my
music
goodness,
is pretty darn good.
Probably a sad musical.
Yeah. The Traitor's Game trilogy, so good.
I love To Kill a Mockingbird.
And the book.
Oh, you asked about a book. Yeah, no, yes, I've read To Kill a Mockingbird 4 times.
Ah,
no, it's really good.
I wish I were a reader. I'm not a reader. I've listened to all of Harry Potter, the whole series, in German, and that was a that was a cool experience.
Whoa. In German.
Yeah. So I haven't read the whole thing in German, but I've listened to all of it twice, all seven books. First time, the first couple of books were really tough, and then after a while, it was like easier, you know. So
yeah.
Cool. So that's cool. I wish I were a reader, but I just don't make time for it.
I'm really not either.
I would like it if books took as long as movies would take, because you know Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It only takes like an hour or two to finish the whole entire book, and then you're done. Well, that's not the case with books. Yeah. It takes like days.
This is exactly it. This is why I don't watch like movies or TV by myself.
Yeah.
Because you have to like sit down and like spend time doing nothing but watching the thing. And
oh,
like,
I feel the same way.
And I think that's like fun to do like with other people.
It's so hard.
But like otherwise, if I'm like, well, I could like play guitar or I could do something else. It doesn't have to be productive, but like there are so many other things I could be doing.
Yeah.
That I just don't watch TV by myself.
I crochet while I watch TV.
Yeah, that you could probably do. Yeah. Anyway.
I watched TV last night. I was just laying on my bed. Just
yeah. I love movies. I watch movies by myself all the time.
We should have given you the movie quote questions.
I let them play lots of times, but I don't watch.
Oh, that's impossible.
Like I just,
if I go to like a sports bar
or whatever,
and there's like there are TVs around, it's impossible. Even if they're all sports, and I'm not a sports fan, so like I will just be like, whoa. Yeah. Just like, better watch.
You turn
all
into a Neanderthal, apparently.
Yeah, it's all a zombie. Yeah.
That's really sad.
Anyway, next question.
What question do you never want to be asked again?
Jeez.
Is the question asking us what question we'd never want to be asked again, as if that we've been asked this before? Or just what question do you not want to answer?
Or one that Olive gave us?
I don't know. It specifically says, what question do you never want to be asked again? And these were from an interview with a celebrity, so who has been asked a bunch of questions
before.
Oh,
I've got an answer.
I do too. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh. It's, do you know where Harmon is?
That's a good one.
And not, where's Harmon? It's, do you know where Harmon is?
Right.
Right. And usually it's no. 95% of the time it's no. And sometimes it's yes. And I just say yes.
Because, get you one of those little like,
because then
signs.
They don't like follow up with like, where is he?
Or whatever,
you know?
Be like, so. Where am I right now?
Yep.
It's just like.
You need the clock from the Weasleys.
I never want to be asked again about the band, as if I'm the band director.
Mm.
People do this all the time.
How's the
where
band
they're
doing?
Just like, oh, you're the music teacher, so you must do band.
Yeah.
Right? Where I have to say, I don't teach band. I'm the choir director. I really don't know, you know, the question. I get asked that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
What question do you not want to be asked again?
How's the weather down there?
Wow.
She's
a short person problem.
You're the problem.
I'm not the problem.
Yes, you are.
Well, yeah, I've never done that to you. So don't look at me like that.
I don't do
that to people.
I'm defending my fellow Alexis from the comment you made.
Whatever.
What'd
Megan,
you say?
Let's have a third conversation.
It's because you're short.
The only question I can think of that I don't like answering is, what are you doing? I don't know why. It's always like so awkward. I'm just like, well, nothing really. Or like, I don't know. It's always
doing?
Just awkward. Yeah, it's just awkward. I'm like,
what are you doing right now? Or just.
Yeah, like my dad's always like, what are you doing? I'm like watching TikTok.
like your parents are asking, like, oh, what are you thinking? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I was just staring out the window. There's no thoughts.
Empty.
Yeah.
Empty, completely empty.
It's just gone.
Yeah,
smooth.
Yeah.
Megan, do you get asked, oh, you're Scott's daughter or you're Heather's daughter? Do you get that
a
lot?
Yeah, you're a Millard.
Because you're around schools a lot.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids get that too. Yeah. Oh, Mark's son? You know, they don't love that.
Yeah.
Right.
I get asked if I'm related to the Lockwoods who like build buildings.
The realty people.
The realty people. Yeah. That's Lockwood Construction or whatever it is that's in town. I wish.
Whoa.
That'd be great.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
I would, you know, hit me up, Lockwoods.
Lockwood Realty, if you'd like.
Maybe we've got a thing going here. So.
We can get.
Let's make a business.
Good
advertising.
Ratchet Hair Salon, yes, and Lockwood Realty is.
Make a deal.
A business deal, yes. Where, in fact, they just give me money and I do nothing. That'd be great.
That's a business deal right there.
Yeah.
But then Olive says, thanks, guys, for being so awesome, and multiple smiley faces.
Aww.
You guys are awesome. Well done.
You guys are
She's
awesome.
Talking about you guys, too.
Well, we're always here. It doesn't matter.
But it does.
I was hoping you were going to go, yeah, we're always awesome.
We're always awesome. Thanks, Olive. You have been a ray of freaking sunshine.
We're ready to move on.
Yes, no, I went to the choir today and I asked them some hard-hitting questions.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yes.
Just for content, right? This has nothing to do with anything. So here, you guys really want to know this. This is really, really important.
Yes.
Ready? Okay. How can I hype this up anymore? Ready? Okay, I'd like you to describe your summer in one word.
Sleep.
Sleeping.
Work.
Work.
Working.
Busy.
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 Practice.
Relaxing.
Sun. Freedom. Hot.
W.
Playing.
Run.
Swim.
Driving.
Playground.
Chilling.
Happy.
Traveling.
Fun.
Warm.
Fantabulous.
Lit.
Fun.
Sleep.
Exploring.
Creativity. What is the best shape?
Triangle.
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 Got a lot of triangles.
Triangle.
A star.
Probably star.
Star.
Circle?
Circle. I love how it was a question.
Circle?
A circle.
A circle.
A lot of circles.
A circle.
Hexagon.
A rectangle.
Dodecahedron.
What? Hexagon.
Octagon.
Pentagon.
Hexagon.
An oblong shape.
Heart.
Dodecahedron.
How many sides, pray tell, does a dodecahedron have?
12.
Oh, is that true?
I think so.
Oh, good. All right. Great.
Octagon.
Hourglass.
That's a good shape. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one.
Rhombus.
Parallelogram. There you go. So now you know.
Super listeners. Hard hitting. Yes. Triangle is mathematically the superior shape.
You can say that again.
Mathematical or no. Wow.
Mathematically, the triangle is the best shape.
I'm listening.
I tried to say it again.
Scientifically, a triangle is the superior shape because it's aerodynamic from like all sides and it's got like, it's a good shape. It's really good shape. It does a lot of things.
You're really, really like connected to this.
I am to the most random things. I have a large number of obscure knowledges.
A large number of obscure knowledges.
Yes.
Huh? Okay.
So circle one, they had the most.
Circle, there were lots of circles.
They won the vote.
Circle?
And I just like to say oblong.
Natalia gave me an hourglass.
Hourglass,
like,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good
I
one.
Like that. So, yeah. That's a good answer.
All right. Our next fun game is...
musical spelling.
Ava Rasmussen.
Ruh-roh.
Yes. That's Ava. Yes, we used her last week too, but I thought I would get her in. I kind of kept track of how many things I'd used. I hadn't used her very much.
Oh my gosh.
Spelling.
So we have two musical spelling words today. One is musical spelling, really, and the other is related to some musical stuff. So the first one is just for Alexis, Matt, and Mr. Lockwood because it's shorter. So I want to make sure we have
perfect.
To. And the second one's a little longer word than you guys can get involved
the smart
in musical
one.
Oh, yeah,
today.
Can't wait.
Okay.
I'm horrible.
So the first one's a musical word. It's actually two words.
Okay.
Okay. The words combined are cone brio.
C.
Oh, sorry.
N.
B.
R.
I.
O.
Yeah, cone brio. What does cone brio mean?
With
brio.
With brio.
Brio.
Yeah, cheese, right?
Yes.
Brio, no.
Brie, yes. Yes.
It's like with strength, with vigor.
With strength.
Right? This came up because this week... being the last week with seniors, on Wednesday we sang in class, pulled out old songs that we liked, and the one that everybody seemed to want to sing again was Flying Solo. That kept coming up. And when we get to the point where it goes, and gathering speed, it's marked con brio, with vigor, strength, you know, that kind of idea there. So
I love Flying Solo.
Yeah. So that was the one that everybody seemed to want to sing. So that was one that was...
sung it like perfectly.
It was pretty good.
Yes. We brought it all back. We were like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. It was pretty good. So I think that probably was largely that choir, right? That was your sophomore year, right?
Both grades. So
yeah,
both grades.
Yeah,
so really...
since it was your sophomore year, a lot of those people had sung that before. Yeah. And shout out to Mr. Pettiford for bringing that to the to light.
Yes. You should listen to
Hi,
this
Mr.
one.
Hi, Mr. Pettiford.
I'll make sure you listen to
Hi,
this
Mr.
one.
Hi, Mr. Pettiford.
Yes. So, con brio, with strength, with vigor, with vitality there.
I'm okay? Always con brio.
Always con brio.
With strength.
Siempre.
Yes. Siempre con brio. Okay, the second one is apropos for today. Just like last week, we had graduation.
APROPOS. Right?
Yes. This is apropos. We're going to start here again. The word is outstanding.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's a musical word. Yes.
Well, it's about to be. You're going to find out.
O.
U.
T.
S.
T.
A.
N.
D.
I.
N.
G. G.
Then yes. Good.
Yes. Outstanding.
Outstanding. Yeah.
It's not even the correct phonetic that's in there.
It's outstanding that you guys are here today.
How do you say that after all
It's
that?
Also okay. Outstanding today because we got some pretty big news today. Some
yes,
pretty exciting news.
Yes.
We did.
On the last day of school.
Yes.
I got an email this morning.
Oh my goodness.
The Omaha Performing Arts, who facilitates a program called the Nebraska High School Theater Awards. And that program, which we enroll in, we sort of pay to be a part of, goes from school to school throughout the school year and adjudicates high school musical productions. So they send out judges. They come to the show. We had judges on Thursday night and I think Friday and Saturday this year. So they'll send three or four judges out. They give feedback about the show. We get feedback to deliver to our actors. We get feedback about what we did and all that sort of stuff as an educational opportunity. And then they host an award show at the end of the year, which will take place Thursday, June 13th, which is a date you want on your calendars this year, during which they recognize outstanding productions, things that have gone on in the production. So last year, both Ava Woods and JC Foster were recognized for their roles in Footloose. We've had multiple other students recognized for roles. For the very first time ever today, I found out that Anastasia was recognized as one of the outstanding musicals in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yay. That's so cool. Exciting.
Fremont High School's production of Anastasia was one of the 12 schools recognized as having an outstanding musical, which is really special and really awesome. The efforts and time that our cast and crew and direction team and orchestra and all the people who had anything to do, the parents that had anything to do with Anastasia, is really being recognized here. So it's really exciting to be on the list of outstanding musical productions. But it gets better, because we also were recognized as having one of the outstanding ensembles in the state of Nebraska, one of the 12 outstanding ensembles. And of those 12, only 7 schools were listed in both places, which means we're in pretty select category, which is really great. But it gets better.
Oh my gosh.
It just keeps on coming.
We also found out today that Jack Larson was recognized as an outstanding actor, lead actor, for his role as Dimitri in Anastasia. And Jack Fortney was recognized today as an outstanding supporting actor for his role as Gorlinski in the show. And it gets better. Because we were recognized as an outstanding ensemble or outstanding musical, we have an invitation to perform, our cast to perform something from the show at the Nebraska High School Theater Awards production as the Anastasia cast on June 13th. So it's an opportunity for us to get the gang back together, but also a chance for us to show what we did. I could not be more excited for you all.
We're getting the band back together.
I'm on cloud nine. I'm so excited for the recognition you guys are deserving, that you're getting, that I think is well deserved. And it is so exciting. So exciting. So,
what are we going to sing?
That's what I was going to ask.
I think the best option is Paris Holds the Key, because yes. Everyone's in it, right? Yay. It's a big dance number. It really showcases everybody. You know, there's some good stuff there.
I'm getting someone to teach me the dance.
I only found
remember. Yes, how
it goes. Only found out that this was the case at like 10 o'clock this morning. So I'm still trying to put pieces together and things. But it's so exciting. Such a cool thing. And to know that you all were part of it and, you know, made the thing happen. Pretty cool.
You need me to go to that?
Pretty cool. You're welcome to go. There won't be, they'll have, yes. It'll be fully orchestrated. Baron Breathing conducts. They hire an orchestra to play all that stuff.
Oh, well, I want
to. Yeah. You can come hang out, but you won't have any responsibilities.
That's serious business.
Yeah. You should come to the show and
you
come
should
recognize
learn
with
Perry
us.
Holds
yes.
JJ's having surgery yes. that day, but
oh.
That's
oh.
the
thing.
Yeah. It's minor.
So it'll be
just a tooth thing.
The cast that are recognized as outstanding musical, if they're able to perform, will have a slot in the show to perform their thing. And then there will be recognition on stage for, you know, they'll invite us on stage to get our trophy or whatever the thing is, you know, whatever that thing is. So yes, you absolutely should come and come be recognized with us.
Yeah, we'll see. I may not, but we'll see.
Or not. But you're welcome, of course. Yes. You won't have to do anything that day is all. So it's really exciting.
Hot. Is it outside?
No, it's inside. Oh, that's at the Orpheum.
I'm running out of excuses. Yes.
You can learn the dance and dance with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no, you definitely should learn the dance.
Like that? Yeah. I'm just definitely learning like dance. I don't know what that's called.
So it's very, very cool. It's a really nice honor. And frankly, I just think it's nice for you all to be recognized for all the time and effort for what I thought was a really excellent show. You know, so it's very cool. Very cool.
Nice job, cast.
Congratulations,
Anastasia,
cast and crew. Yes.
Matt, you said you weren't tired of it a number of weeks ago, so
I'm still not.
So this is perfect.
Yeah,
yeah. It'd be really easy to just stand and sing the sing before the train song, whatever that's called.
Say I pray.
Say I pray. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Right. We'll just
the choreography would be low. Just
yes, right.
Like, this is our best song.
Yeah. This is. And that's the other thing. I thought Paris Holds the Key was really, really good. I mean, I thought it was really high energy and fun. So be on the lookout, choir students, for some information coming your way. Hearing back from people as we speak about what their availability might be. So I do know that we probably won't have everyone. So, I mean, I know that's a thing, but we are going to try our best to get everybody there. So
yes,
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice.
We also, finally this week, have sight reading Olympic champions
in
first blocks. So we had a little more robust involvement this time. They were forced to be involved a little bit this year or this semester. So every student had to pair up with a partner and sort of compete to get to the second round or decide, like, one person's like, I'll do it. The other was like, okay, I won't, you know, type thing, whatever. And then those students competed against each other. We narrowed it down to a group of 10.
Wow.
And yesterday in class, we whittled it down from 10 to 1. So our spring 2024 sight reading Olympic champion is Aaron Osnes.
Ooh. Right.
So two freshmen this year, Max in the first semester and Aaron in the second semester. So very exciting to have a new sight reading Olympic champion. And today we made the final announcements about the choir officers. So, looking forward to you two being on the podcast, right? That's part of that list. Ava Rasmussen and who was the other choir president?
It's like right at the top of my brain.
I can't remember who it was. Oh, Ava and Ainsley.
Wait, are you
Ainsley Johnson?
Yeah, my brain was.
It's Ava and Ainsley.
Yes, my brain was messed up because the secretary then is Iceland, so they were all A's, and I was like, oh, I can't think of the other A's. So Ava and Ainsley are going to serve as co-presidents, and Iceland is going to serve as choir secretary.
The A team.
So yes. We've got a social media crew that's already rolling. Martina and Maddie and Rachel Wegeman. I've already put together a social media post to recognize those folks, the new choir officers. We've got some social chairs. Natalia's gonna pair up with, oh geez, who is the other social chair now? I don't have that list in front of me.
Lindy.
That's right. Yep. Natalia and Lindy are gonna be our social chairs and take care of some party stuff. They're already planning a karaoke night. They were like going after it already, you know, that sort of thing. So
that's so fun.
So we have 20 students who are gonna be a part of this choir leadership team to help facilitate stuff, you know, in class or out of class stuff. So I'm super excited about that bunch. And there are others I'm not naming here, but I'm excited for them. So we're already starting to lay the groundwork for whatever's coming next. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah. 2024-25.
We're on our way to 2024-25 already. So just working out those details. So
but those are our announcements.
It's been an exciting day. Yes, those are our announcements.
Oh, we skipped the thing.
Skipped our thing. I'm going to play our thing.
Sure.
Updates.
We have some special updates and announcements that are related to Outstanding, and now you can plug it in.
You know, do it again. I'll put it in the... No, it's much more fun to show how imperfect we are.
Yeah, perfect.
So, those were updates. I think that was Rachel.
I think it was Rachel.
It sounded like her.
Those were updates for the end of the school year. So, there we are. Guess what?
Chicken butt. Got him.
This is going to stop and then you'll be done.
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what we have today. That's our podcast.
There
today.
Are four.
No.
Wow.
We haven't even left yet.
Bye.
Listeners,
if you would put a happy fist in the air for Matt and Alexis.
Yes. Yes.
Frank, fist. Whoever you are.
I did it too. I did it too for 3 years. I did it for 3 years.
Yeah, you did.
Over and over.
I know.
Over.
It took me a while. Yeah. And stuff.
Oh, it's still going to keep happening.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to be Frank or Rasmussen.
It's going to be like fourth quarter at your grad party or whatever. I'm just going to be like, Alexis, for Todd.
I might do it on purpose. I might just call her Frank next year.
I'll miss it. You know, I can't even lie. I'll miss it.
It's still going to keep happening.
We don't look anything alike. You know, they're not anything alike, but.
That's not true. That's not true. You guys are very much alike as far as I'm concerned.
You're both short.
Hey.
Sorry, how's the weather down there?
You stink.
How's the weather down there?
My question. Turn that mic off.
I was going to talk about how dedicated you two are, how hardworking you are, how much you care.
That was nice. Okay.
Nah, they're just short.
But
they're just short.
Unplug his mic. Will it ruin everything?
It will be a loud pop. Yes. I wouldn't do that.
Like, we're done.
That's a risk.
I know what I have to do.
That.
I know if I have the strength to do it.
Say it again.
I know I say it. I know I've said it a lot lately because I want you to know. But I just am really appreciative of the two of you and who you are and what you've meant to the music program here, to this project specifically. But just in general to this end of the building and the life of the fine arts at Fremont High. So, and I know you're going to go do great things, whatever it is you're doing next, whatever you end up doing, you know, I know you guys are both considering what those options are. So, whatever it is, they're lucky to have you and it's our loss here. So thanks for all of your great stuff.
For real though.
For real though.
For real though.
For real though.
Yeah. So, I don't have anything else.
You also have anything
else. You're welcome.
Thanks, chat.
Yes.
Thanks, chat. Thanks for putting us on the podcast.
On the mic, yo.
Like, I keep thinking about that mic interview. I'm like, I wonder what I said. I wonder what I did in that conversation that led to this.
You guys and JC and Josie are going to start the ex-podcast host, alumni association.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you guys get together, plan some things and stuff. Some fundraisers. You guys, you'll be our like podcast friends, right? It'll be the, you know, raising money for us to help.
Yeah, friends of the podcast.
Yes, because that's what alumni do. When you are done in college, they come to you and they're like, now that we have given this thing to you, now you can give money to us. So that's how this is going to work.
John Mulaney has a great bit.
Yes, he does.
It's so funny.
So good.
You want more?
Yeah,
what'd you do with the rest? You already spent it?
Yeah, he's like, I think if I remember correctly, I gave you $120,000. And what did I get? A piece of paper. And he's like, they called me and they were like, give us some money. God, it's so funny. It's a great bit.
Funny. So, team, this is probably about time for us to sign off. Hey, listeners, there may or may not be a surprise, something, we won't reveal it to you, something in the summer. So don't unsubscribe to us. Stay subscribed over the summer. And sometime during the summer, there might be a thing that shows up.
I would go so far as to say that sometime during the summer, there will be a thing. There is a surprise coming.
Maybe we're doing it soon.
But we won't tell you what the surprise is.
Yes.
But I think it would be okay for us to go so far as to say,
yes,
there is definitely something this summer.
Hang in there, champs. We'll be there. So
hang in there.
Be with us. So if you're not currently subscribed, ring that bell.
Hit that bell.
Hit that subscribe button.
Yes. Smash the like button. Yes.
All the information is down in the doobly-doo.
Yes, that's right.
As they say, John Green always says
untrue.
That.
There's nothing in the doobly-doo.
John Green.
Yes.
Oh yeah, there's nothing in the doobly-doo.
Nothing in the doobly-doo.
Matt. Frank.
Say my actual
Matt
name.
And Frank.
Matt and Frank.
Say my
Those are my
name.
Neighbors.
Alexis.
Thank you.
Matt. I love you too so very much. Thanks for spending this time with us.
You.
I will see you tomorrow at graduation.
Graduation.
Oh.
Right?
Oh. Darling.
Let's do it.
I can't do the heart the other way. This is the way.
Yeah, I like.
Mine looks more like an apricot.
The best shape.
I think the only thing left to say is anything else for the good of the order, Matt.
The Order!
See ya.
All right, goodbye, folks.
Goodbye.
Farewell, chat.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la bye-bye.
That's my favorite.
Oh,
that's my
gosh.
Favorite. Goodbye.
Da 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 da